You are listening to the PubK Cyber Cafe, a bi-weekly news podcast addressing the government response to cybersecurity threats and trends, including federal and international laws and regulations, and cyber in the courtroom. Hello, welcome to the Cyber Cafe. I'm Bill Olver, editor of the PubK blogs, including PubK Cyber. If you're new to our site, PubK Cyber is a curated blog that captures news and opinion related to the government response to cybersecurity threats and trends, including federal and international laws and regulations, government oversight and enforcement, and cyber issues in the courtroom. Every 2 weeks on the podcast, we'll recap the top headlines from our daily news for our readers who prefer to get their news on the go. This week's headlines. The Department of Homeland Security announced that a 2014 data breach may have compromised the personal information of almost 250,000 DHS employees and other people connected with the agency. An internal auditor announced that last May, a copy of Homeland Security's investigative case management system and its data was found in the possession of a former Inspector General's office employee. The Securities and Exchange Commission announced it will delay accepting new submissions of portfolio data from mutual funds to allow more time to strengthen the cybersecurity of its EDGAR reporting system. A few months ago, SEC announced that EDGAR had been hacked, disclosing information that could be used for insider trading. The private sector has been calling on SEC to make more assurances that the data it has collected would be protected. SEC is also updating its six-year-old cybersecurity guidance for how publicly traded firms report data breaches to investors and to require insider trading programs to include blackout rules in the event of a suspected data breach. Businesses will likely be called on to prove that they have mechanisms in place to increase the likelihood they can detect breaches in a timely manner, escalate these concerns, and rapidly determine if the breach needs to be disclosed to investors. Kaspersky Lab is suing the federal government, claiming it was denied due process when the administration banned federal agencies from buying its products. Earlier last year, GSA yanked Kaspersky products from its scheduled contracts amid allegations that the firm's software allowed the Russian government a backdoor into systems where the products were installed. Last fall, DHS ordered agencies to remove the software from their systems, and this year's Defense Authorization Act codified that ban. Kaspersky is represented by Baker McKenzie, which filed the suit in the D.C. District Court. And surprisingly, the dispute is over a relatively small amount of business between Kaspersky and the feds. The firm reports that the removal of its software from government systems amounts to an estimated loss of less than $54,000 in current direct business. That amount is a bit less than the figure found in federal spending databases, which identify about $150,000 in prime contracts over the last 2 years, most of that with the Justice Department. And that figure is significantly less than the multi-million dollar contracts held by FireEye and Symantec. The government's ban on the lab's products also hasn't yet been taken up by its allies. The UK recently warned the private sector against using the firm's products, but other major world governments have not yet taken similar action. However, in recent weeks, Lithuania, formerly a Soviet republic and now a member of NATO and the EU, announced it will ban the use of the lab's software from a wide variety of its critical infrastructure systems, including energy, finance, and transport. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency Act passed the House of Representatives with bipartisan support, but its prospects in the Senate remain unclear. This is the bill that would reorganize and rename DHS's National Protection and Programs Directorate, creating a new independent cyber agency within DHS. While the bill has support in the Senate, observers suggest that Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee Chairman Ron Johnson may want to write his own version rather than take up the House bill. Observers say the FCC's recent vote to repeal net neutrality rules could hinder cybersecurity. According to one expert, repealing those rules could work to the advantage of bad actors, depending on how much information internet service providers will be required to disclose about their actions to block or throttle web traffic. Less transparency may make it more difficult to identify and protect against bad behavior based on traffic patterns, because those patterns will be obscured. And finally, the New York Department of Financial Services has issued 4 additional facts relating to its new cybersecurity regulations for the financial and insurance sectors. The questions and answers relate to requirements for penetration testing and vulnerability assessments, due diligence when using third-party service providers who are also covered entities, and reporting requirements. That's it for this week's news. For further reading on today's topics, you can find links to our blog posts and original sources for today's headlines on the PubK Cyber page where you downloaded this podcast. I hope you enjoyed our presentation. Join us again in 2 weeks for another recap of cybersecurity legal news in the Cyber Cafe.